Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight on the Women's Forum, we have the pleasure of speaking to Zelina Francis, the Business Development Director of ZimSelector.com, an organization that caters for Zimbabweans in the diaspora. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Zelina.
Thank you.
Tell us about your product. When was it launched and how is it doing so far?
So we've launched the ZimSelector.com portal officially in June this year at a very grand launch that was officiated by the Governor of the Reserve Bank. We've had a very resounding success in terms of awareness, predominantly in the Zimbabwean market, because that was very well publicized in the local market. And the governor's presence, I think, did a lot to instill confidence in the community, because usually you're seeing an upstart in financial services. Given where we've come with the financial crisis, there's a lot of skepticism. So that carried a lot of weight, and we've taken that to the nth degree to make sure that the awareness is great in Zimbabwe. Our challenge now is making sure that the awareness is there in the diaspora, and Zimbabweans, as you know, live far and wide, and tapping into all the various networks, which is an interesting challenge for us because we're trying to find out all the different ways that we can communicate and reach out to Zimbabweans, which is why we're talking to patients like yours today, Marvelous.
Tell us a little bit about your product. How does it help Zimbabweans in the diaspora?
So the ZimSelector.com product, we basically founded the principle to make life easy for Zimbabweans, primarily Zimbabweans in the diaspora who want to purchase financial services products like insurance and access bank accounts, etc., and open mortgage accounts, but do not have the luxury of being accessible to these branches and offices. And as you know, most of the insurance and banking organizations in Zimbabwe are not geared to dealing with an online clientele. They're not selling products online. They don't have aggregators in that market. So we basically came up with a product that would make it easy for any Zimbabwean to do the normal that you like to do, which is compare a product before you buy it. So we brought together the leading brands in all of the niches, whether it's medical services, funeral services, insurance, and banking. Reputable brands that have products that we know are dependable and services that we know they will be able to deliver, so that people can compare their products side by side in a matter of minutes online and then be able to get some quotes and, most importantly, make that payment. So this, therefore, empowers the Zimbabwean abroad to take ownership of their financial destiny, whether it's their own assets and families or helping relatives or friends back in Zimbabwe. They can actually take control of that transaction and complete it on their own without having to worry a relative or friend, send some money back to Zimbabwe and expect and rely on somebody else to do the comparison and selection for them. All too often that money doesn't get there, or it gets there and it doesn't end up being used for the intended purposes. So this now gives people the empowerment. They can pick the products on their own and make the payment online. They're empowered, they're safe, their assets are then secured, or if it's families that they're insuring, those are insured. So we think we've made a very significant transformation to the way Zimbabweans can now interact and access their financial services products.
So if somebody were interested in using your product, where can they find you?
www.zimselector.com is a very simple website address. www.zimselector.com. We also do have a customer services office that is based in Zimbabwe. Our office is in Masasa. Very friendly team that are very geared to dealing with a diaspora customer, so they understand your challenges and they're very ready to handle any queries. So on the website, there's a contact us form if you simply want to ask a question. But if you're ready to get that quote, we'd encourage you to do one just to test it out to see how quick and easy it is. But if you're absolutely ready to buy, then we'd love to have your business log on, get your products and buy. And everything on there is safe, it's secure, it's dependable. We've got the most robust security. We adhere to world-class financial services privacy rules, obviously, because the website is actually hosted in the UK. We're adhering to all of those standards. So everything is secure, In Zimbabwe, we're fully regulated by the Insurance and Pensions Commission and by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. So there's absolutely nothing to worry about. And our relationship with those service providers is extremely tight. So everything that we sell, they absolutely will guarantee and deliver.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Zelina Francis, the Business Development Director of ZimSelector.com, an organization that caters for Zimbabweans in the diaspora, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you very much for having me, Marvelous. It's been a pleasure being here, and hopefully we'll be back to talk more about our product as we evolve our product and solutions to Zimbabwe.
This is Marvelous Mutlanga Nyahuye. Join us again next week when we'll look at other issues affecting women.